بسم الله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله هديت يقال له هديت وكفيت ووقيت تناحى عنه الشيطان. Dear respected brothers and sisters, it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made us believers. Us being believers is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us. Us being Muslims, us being mu'mins, it is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of millions and billions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to be the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Out of millions and billions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to be His servants, who fulfill His commandments. And as we are believers of Deen, as we are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are guidelines. If we go back and look up the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the messenger, the prophet, the whole community, the people around him, even the beloved ones, even his blood, his relatives, went against him. The community went against him. The community went against the believers. Those who became Muslims at that time, the community, the whole people in Makkah, went against those who believe in Allah. So this is not something, what we face today is not something that never happened to the believers. If people go against us, even in this day and age, let the whole world go against us. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, that if the whole ummah, lawijtama'at al-ummah, if the whole ummah were to gather and they try to benefit you, they will not be able to benefit you except what Allah has written for you. If the whole ummah were to gather and they go against you and they go to harm you, they want to harm you, they will not be able to harm you except what Allah katabahu Allahu, except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us these lessons. At the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people went against them. The own families went against them. Why? Because they were believers. Why? Because they were Muslims. Why? Because they were so this is what we're going through today. It is not something new for the believers. This had happened at the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what is the cure? What did our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? What did the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? The first advice is tawakkul ala Allah. Tawakkul ala Allah. Putting our trust in Allah. After using the means, yes, of course, because using the means is sunnah. Using the means is sunnah, but having faith in the means, when we use the means, and if we have faith in the means, then this is incorrect. We use the means in this world, why? Because this is sunnah, and we put faith in Allah. Because deeply we should know that this means that I have done now, it is capable of doing nothing. It is Allah who will save us. It is Allah who will be with me. Allah says in the Quran, فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Let the believers put their trust in Allah. Let the believers put their trust in Allah. In another verse, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And those who put their trust in Allah, Allah will be enough for them. Today, when people go against us, is our trust in Allah? Is our trust in Allah? We can say verbally, we can say it with our tongue, yeah, we believe in Allah. But is our trust in Allah, our faith, have we made our iman strong that we put our trust in Allah? Where Allah says in the Quran, at the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when all the people went against them, people went against them, and then someone came and informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. What did he say? الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَاخْشَوْهُمْ. When the people said to the believers that قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ, that the people have gathered against you. We can see as well today, the whole world may come against you. At that time, when Prophet and the companions were told the people are against you, فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, and they were advised, the believers were advised, fear them, don't do anything. Fear them. Why? Because they are locked in number and they are against you. They will harm the vulnerable, the women, the children, they will harm them. What happened when those people advised Prophet and his companion? Did they say, okay, let's not do anything, let's fear them? No. When they heard that news, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, the iman, the faith grew higher. And what did they say in reply? وَقَالُوا, they said to those people, حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ, Allah is enough for us. Allah will help us. Allah will be there for us against those people. حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is best of everything. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, He will do. Like I've mentioned in the hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ, when you ask, you ask Allah. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ, when you ask for help, seek for help, you seek help from Allah. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ, that know that the nation, if they gather to benefit you or to harm you, the whole world, let them gather. This is what we need to put into our wives, our sisters, our mothers, the weak ones, our children. We should put this into their heads, into their minds, that let the whole world go against you. Let the whole world go against you to harm you. They will not be able to touch you except man katabahu Allah, except what Allah has written. Except what Allah has written, only that they can do. And no one can stop. This is what we need to put in our hearts and in the minds of the women, minds of our sisters, our mothers, our children. Encourage them to put the faith in Allah. Where the companions, when they were told, fear them. What did they say? What happened to them? The iman grew. So the same way we should encourage them that they feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there. Because Allah will always be there. When we seek help, we seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But companions replied saying, حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. There comes in another hadith. قَالَهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ حِينَ أُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ, when his people gathered, when Ibrahim alayhi salam's people gathered and they threw him into the fire, what did he say? What did he say? He said, حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, that Allah is enough for me. Allah is all sufficient. Allah is enough for me, and the help of Allah will be with me. Allah is the doer of each and everything. Allah does, nothing can be done without the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this time today, they were the same people. We are like them. We are humans. They were humans. But what's the difference? They had the yaqeen. They had yaqeen ala Allah. They had faith in Allah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the difference. This is what we need to advise, what we need to put in our hearts and the hearts of our sisters, mothers, children. The yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know if it happened, if they, the believers, were helped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, why would Allah not help us today? Let the whole world gather. But if we put our faith in Allah and seek help from Allah, from all types of corruption, all types of accusation, all types of crimes, everything, and we ask Allah how the companions relied on Allah, saying, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. When we, Mata kharaja Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min bayti, look at these du'as. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach these du'as? Why did he teach us these du'as? We may read these du'as, but we may just utter them without even thinking what we're saying. Have faith in these du'as when you recite them. Then you will see the difference. When we teach these du'as to your children, to your wives, to your mothers, to your sisters, when they leave their homes, when they leave for work or for education, for any needs or necessities, teach them these du'as. Let them recite these du'as with yaqeen. And then we will see different. Today we recite, we read, we ask, but the faith is not there. Why? Because our faith, our conviction is on the means. We rely a lot on the means. Using the means, we rely a lot on it. But this is wrong. Means is just sunnah. Because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done it, this is why we're doing this. This is why, my dear brothers and sisters, when we leave our homes, teach these du'as to yourself and to others. The one we all may know from the very famous hadith, all of us, I'm sure we were taught when we were young, when we leave our house, is Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That I put my Bismillah in the name of Allah. Just listen to the meaning. In the name of Allah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. I put my trust. I'm leaving my home. I'm going outside in this dunya. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Oh Allah, I put my trust in you. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata. There is no power. There is no might. Let the whole world go against. Let them come to it. Let them come to do anything to you. They can't do anything. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Only you, Allah, are most powerful, most qawi. Then you know what the angels say? When we recite this dua, what do the angels say? They say, هُدِيتَ وَكُفِيتَ وَوُقِيتَ. You shall be guided. This is what the angels pray for him. You shall be guided, you shall be defended, and you shall be protected. تَنَحَ عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And shaitan flees far away from this person. Now when we go out, and if we read this dua, thinking of this hadith, that way, there shouldn't be any problems. Why? Because I've read this dua, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the angel have said after uttering this dua, Hudita wa kufita wa wuqita tanaha anhu shaitan. I'm protected, I will be guided, and Allah will defend me. And another dua we should learn and teach our children and our mothers and our sisters, where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, another hadith, authentic hadith, where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to leave his home, he used to read, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. In the name of Allah, I put my trust again in Allah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adilla aw udhal aw azilla aw uzal aw adlima aw ublam aw ajhala aw yujhal alay. Oh Allah, I seek refuge. I'm asking for protection. Protect me from these things. An adilla aw udhal. Protect me from leading astray, going astray, or for me to make someone else astray. An azilla aw uzal. Save me from slipping or to be caused to slip. I.e. meaning to commit a sin or for me to be led towards a sin. Adlima aw udlam. Save me from oppressing others and save me from being oppressed. And the last one, aw ajhala aw yujhal alay, is save me, O Allah, from wrongdoing. For me to do anything wrong to others, and save me from others to do wrong upon me. That the meaning of these du'as are very strong. But at the beginning of the du'a, what do we need is Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah tawakkal. We need the trust of Allah. And only us individual, we can put this trust in Allah. No matter who it is, let them gather, go against us, they can harm us. And this is how we should encourage our sisters, our mothers, our children. Prophet sallallahu happened at the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, happening today. It's the same. But they had tawakkul ala Allah. Fazadahum imana, the iman grew strong. They said, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Same thing we should say today, but after we utilize the means. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.